Gender equality, inequality, that's the new front in Australia's battle against domestic violence. A group formed last year by the Commonwealth and Victorian governments called Our Watch, formed to tackle violence against women and children, is calling for a national approach. And today, this group, Our Watch, will launch a national framework offering guidelines for a more consistent response to domestic violence. Change the Story is the name of the campaign, and it brings together the latest international evidence on what drives violence against women and what helps to prevent it. At front and centre is gender inequality.
This is the biggest story behind violence against women. This story doesn't have a happy ending, because this is the story of how gender inequality contributes to the murder of one Australian woman almost every week. Sounds like a tall tale, right? Let's take things back to the start.
That's part of that campaign. It's called Change the Story. Natasha Sotdespoir is the chair of Our Watch. Natasha, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Pleasure to be here.
It starts with gender equality. That's what the campaign is. That plays a major role in domestic violence. It's not a new revelation, I suppose, but what does it mean in terms of a national campaign?
No, it's not a revelation. You're right. For a while now, we've known that there's an inextricable link between violence against women and the issues of gender inequality. But this framework that we're launching today, and not just Our Watch, along with Vic Health and Australia's National Research Organisation for Women's Safety, otherwise known as ANROS, this framework's the first time we've gathered together in a nationally consistent, sort of integrated way that international evidence that clearly points out that gender inequality is part of the problem, but it's also part of the solution. So tackling those issues, economic, social, political and other inequalities, is absolutely fundamental to solving this scourge of violence that we see in Australia and across the world.
So let's talk about what the national framework would, sort of try and guide states and territories and organisations to do. Number two on the framework is 10 essential and supporting actions that need to be taken to address the drivers and reinforcing factors. So what are those supporting actions?
Well, it's interesting you say that about it's a guide, not prescribing specific actions as such. The idea is to give governments and communities, organisations and other places the information they need. And of course, fundamental to that is everything from treating women with respect, ensuring that we have holistic, whole of community responses to or provision of education, particularly when it comes to respectful relationships in schools, tackling places like reinforcing through social media, reinforcing through social and sporting clubs, the opportunities to promote women in a way that is egalitarian, equal and respectful.
Don't we have this embedded in our law already in this country? We have an equal opportunity commission, we have a sex discrimination commissioner. This is already law. So how are you going to change what the law hasn't been able to change?
Look, it's a critical point, and I think any of your listeners out there would recognise that changing laws, implementing laws, of course, always a challenge, but changing laws and culture are often two different things. So, for example, we know that other primary prevention campaigns in Australia that have had some success include, the wearing of seatbelts.
Well, it works with seatbelts. Everyone wears a seatbelt.
Indeed. Smoking is the other example of a relatively successful campaign.
Don't litter, that's another example.
And sunscreen was the other one I was thinking of, as well as litter. So it's about not only outlawing or changing or regulating issues, but of course changing culture, changing behaviours and attitudes. And I recognise too that behaviours and attitudes can be two different things. So making something socially unacceptable, say in the case of smoking, for example, is one way of achieving change, even though you sometimes don't change attitudes. Now, Our Watch is set up as a primary prevention organisation, so our job is to try and get to people's, attitudes and say, this is wrong, this is why it's wrong, but of course ensure that behavioural change occurs. So you're right, laws are one thing, but it's actually getting people to understand why this is a problem, and indeed this changed the story in the framework document shows the end result. So let's change that story that results in violence against women and children in this country.
Indeed, let's stop women dying at the hands of violent perpetrators. But changing the culture is harder. Changing the law should be easier. And yet just on Friday night, Helen McCabe, the editor of the Women's Weekly, gave the Andrew Olley lecture where she pointed out that different states have different legal responses, some more effective than others, to domestic violence in this country. That should be easy to fix, and it should have been fixed by now.
Look, I agree with you, and I think that there's a real momentum at the moment. I mean, not just the creation of Our Watch, not only the appointment as significant as it was as of Rosie Batty as Australian of the Year, but the establishment of the COAG advisory panel on this issue has demonstrated that there will be, you know, real change, whether it comes to whether it's state or territory or indeed Commonwealth laws. I'm hoping we're going to see a nationally consistent approach because, yes, it's old news. We've known about these gaps in laws. We've known about disparate and different legislative options and changes, whether it's to do with apprehended violence orders or protection orders or other things. So, yes, there's no excuse for that not to be acted upon. But there is a long-term or a relatively long-term approach to these issues now. We've got, you know, strategic plans in place. We've got national plans of action that actually, you know, go 10, 12, 15 years. And that's an important part of this solution. But Fran, it's not going to happen overnight. We know that a lot of this will be generational, and this is going to require not only government will, political will, but resources as well.
And all of us to be behind it. Natasha Stott-Despoy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Natasha Stott-Despoy is the chair of Our Watch, and Change the Story is the new campaign. Get behind it. It's 13 to 9 on Breakfast.